Coming to you live from Southwest Louisiana, this is the Hospitality Room Podcast with your host, Mr. Chuck P.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love.
Welcome back to the Hospitality Room. I'm your host, Mr. Chuck P. And today I have my co-host with me, Mr. G. Adam. Sir, what's going on?
How's it going today? Good evening, everyone.
Good evening to everybody. Today we are doing a special podcast. It will not be that long. We're going to do a review of the movie God Bless America.
It's a treat, kiddies.
I seen it. Well, I watched it probably four times now already. But the very first time I seen it, I was like, I was freaked out of the spot on accuracy of everything that the movie portrayed. First off,
when you first seen it, had you seen anything about it?
You went
into it not knowing.
No.
Okay, I went in with some kind of preconceptions. I've seen the interviews, but we both had the same reaction, so knowing anything about it apparently doesn't seem to hinder you. Most movies, if you go in knowing it's going to be something you expect too much, this one.
Like, this is the type of movie I've been waiting for a long time. Like, I needed that. It was a relief to see a movie like that, because...
Yes.
Thinking the way I think... My thought process on certain things, I feel as though I'm the only one that sees it the way I think about it. And seeing this movie just gave me some type of relief. It was a pat on the back, like, yes, there's more people like you in this world.
Gives you hope a little bit.
Yes, yes. But the movie is about this guy, Frank was his name. And Frank just had like a fucked up streak happen to him all at one time. He stays by himself. His child is a brat. He lost his job because he got accused of sexual harassment. Then he goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells him that he's terminally ill and that he has like, what it was, 2 weeks to live or something like that?
He gave him 6 months.
Six months? Yeah. Yes, it was 6 months. So, after all this festers up, Frank finally loses it. This is spoiler alert. So, if you haven't watched the movie, just watch the movie first, then listen to this. So, you might want to cut it off because we're going into detail. Okay.
It doesn't even matter, I believe. I believe you can hear this just if you have the same feeling. If you're listening to this show, then I know you're going to get the same feeling we got when we watched it. So we can play the whole movie for you. And I believe you would still... It still gives me goosebumps. I still get excited knowing what's coming. It makes it even better in the anticipation of knowing.
But go ahead and tell them how the movie began. Like, this with the shotgun and everything.
If you can make it past the first 2 minutes, then the rest of this movie will definitely be all right for you. And for those that have children, or if you're weak stomach, or you get disturbed, there's a warning that an infant is disposed of with a shotgun.
Yes.
Because he would not stop crying.
It was like skeet shooting. You just threw the baby up in the air and just... And it was just cotton and blood matter everywhere. It was great. And this was after he took out the asshole dude. And
also, a disclaimer, the director of this movie is Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yes.
And those of you might remember him from the 80s and the Police Academy movies as the, not Motormouth Jones, but the other crazy voice guy.
His name was Zed, I believe it was.
Yeah, Zed. He was always screaming. But he's a legitimate dude now. Apparently he's a pretty good filmmaker, because this was a great, great film, in my opinion.
I remember I used to, it was between him and the little black lady, between who had the screechiest voice, because they would just go at it. Oh. Police Academy. Yeah, it was great. That was some great movies.
Shout out to the 80s.
But anyway, okay, so Frank was dreaming this up. He really didn't shoot a baby point blank with a shotgun. But he wakes up and turns on the TV, and I'll just take a good guess what was on TV. It was a parody to the Bad Girls Club, something that I do watch, because I dabble in the ratchetness. I do. I just like to see people get in arguments. I don't understand. Like, I look at it to try to understand what makes millions of people watch a show where basically 6 or 7 chicks get paid to go to a restaurant or something. They order drinks and get fucked up and then start arguing and fighting amongst each other. Nobody eats anything. Nobody. Basketball Wives, Bad Girls Club, Real Housewives. They're always sipping on some Merlot or something, or some type of sophisticated drink, and then seconds later just, fuck you, bitch, and that's how it starts off.
I was always afraid to watch any of that because of Frank. Frank is exactly what I'm afraid of. That's why I don't watch that.
I can't, and
Jay Adam will be on the 6 o'clock news.
Oh yeah, and it was real extreme. It was like, it wasn't extreme because it was kind of like on tempo with in step with the Bad Girls Club. What was the scene that the chick threw the tampon in the other chick's face? Yeah, that's what happened in the fight broke out. Something that would happen on the Bad Girls Club.
Yeah, because I don't even know what show it come from, and just looking at it, like, I can see that happening to MTV.
Yeah, this is,
and pretty soon Nickelodeon and Disney. So
the Bad Girls Club comes on Oxygen, I believe.
Wow, that helps the feminine movement right there.
Hey, they got they got their target in a certain demographic, sir. Certain age range. Anyways, he continues on to switch the stations, and they're like Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity type shows. It was mostly like the right wing. Can we call them the right wing conspiracy nuts? Is that cool?
I think it's all the same. The rebel rousers. Rabble rouser.
The tree cutters? I don't know. Yeah, but this insinuates Frank, and then he keeps flipping through, and then he starts looking at the American Idol parody.
The ultimate scourge on America. Paul Mooney.
Side note, before we continue on, I'm sorry. We talked a few weeks back about the beef that we have with American Idol and The Voice and all these shows that get singers to go on there and people have to text in the votes and all that.
The scheme.
But can you explain what your beef with it is? Because we both have a beef with this type of... It's an industry now, because it's been going on for years and years, so it's an industry. Could you explain your beef with it, and I'll come through with my beef, and I believe we could meet up somewhere, because we both have negative thoughts about it, but it's for different reasons, I believe. Now, go ahead.
First and foremost, my beef with it is the same I have across the board with even professional sports now. It's all become a distraction from the media. But more so with these singing shows, like, they had the local kid, Josh Ledet, and everybody's like, when he didn't win, everybody's heartbroken, but he comes out himself and says, this is actually a better thing. I get my own contract. I can do what I want now. If you're a winner on this show, whoever's a winner, I always assume it's predetermined no matter how many times you vote. It's like the old 900 numbers for wrestling. Yeah. I don't know if you remember back in the yeah. – they always say to call 1-900 to find out what happened behind the scenes, but they don't ever tell you nothing. And it's like $3 a minute. So it's one of those schemes. They just – they take – it's not necessarily them because it's the people that call in themselves. That's the ones that are accountable for it. But it's just a big distraction on my part. There's no talent to it. They just do this. It's like a karaoke. Like, people go to karaoke bars to sing and get drunk and get fucked up and have a good time. But it's like you're watching talentless hacks on TV. Because if these people had talent, they'd already have a contract by now. Or someone would know about you. And it always seems that the winner of these shows is the same demographic. The same Caucasian white male. None of them have talent. And it's always whoever loses, or whoever comes in second, you always hear, I don't know if it's just the media or what, I don't get that far into it. As a matter of fact, I watched one night, I watched that Josh dude sing because I wanted to hear what all the hoopla was about around here. And he ended up losing the next day, voted off. And people are upset because they think it's rigged. And it's like, if you're paying $2 to vote for anything, but you don't vote for the president of the United States that affects you, or you don't vote for whatever your local election is, I guess my biggest beef, I'm saying, is it too easily distracts the feeble-minded. People that are tired of worrying about real things, and it helps escape, and it gets you away. Like, people used to look at drugs this way, like, oh, or alcohol. Like, you drink to get away from your problems. But to me, that's what this reality TV and culture is, and this singing shows. People, like, feel a connection with these people. Like, they can vote for them. Like, it's their team. And it's become like a professional sport for people that don't like actual sports. And it's just a way to distract America from what's really going on. On Sundays, you're going to have NASCAR, you're going to have football on. And football's becoming a more ever-popular sport where you see the family surrounding the TV, forgetting about everything else. Well, American Idol's also the same thing, but for the non-sports fans. And they try to draw in the more mainstream people. And to me, it's all the same. It's just one big distraction, corporate money-making scheme. I have more beefs, but I'll try to cut it at that. And
Well, you all spot on with the football thing, because it used to be baseball to me. Like,
that's why I say America's sport.
And this is coming from a Southern perspective. Baseball, because if you looked at a baseball game on TBS or whatever station you had, Fox Sports, it lasts like 3 hours. And you could get everybody to sit down, and you don't have to sit there the whole time to know what's going on in a baseball game. You can come back and you can miss 2-3 innings if nobody's doing anything, and the it'll still be the same, 0-0 or 2-1, whatever. But anyways,
I would like to come back in on that before we get too far out. I'm going to cut you off.
Yeah.
And but another documentary, Ethos, they kind of tie this point in. Plug that little documentary too. But in Rome, the fall of Rome, in the last days of Rome, you always hear him say the last days. The events in the Colosseum, where you were seeing more and more people fighting and all these gladiator sports, they were doing this to take the crowd and the citizens' minds off of Rome crumbling. And I don't want to make a direct correlation saying we're falling, but we show those same symptoms as the Empire of Rome. Like, the Roman Empire, when it fell, we're following along the same steps with trying to distract from problems that we should be worried about. And no one wants to be responsible for. So this is our modern gladiator sports. But anyway, back to you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, but I understand. I understand what you're saying. But I'm coming at it from a different viewpoint. Think about it like this. I don't think about it as these people have no talent. And what made me realize that was I was at the doctor's office the other day, and I was looking at, I think it was Ellen. And she had the dude from The Voice, the dude that won The Voice or whatever. And this dude can really sing. Like, he has a good voice and everything. I believe that it's an industry that was made to leech on people with talent and exploit that talent for their gain.
Hey, it's a modern corporation.
A lot of people that go on American Idol have talent, or The Voice, whatever. They really do have talent, but they'll never get a record deal because they don't follow the model of a Drake or something of that nature.
Well, that's kind of what American Idol, because that's why I say like about it being rigged, because I don't even know who the people are left. I don't even know. I think American Idol might be over for the season. I don't even know who won. I'm assuming it's that dude that's left that won. Because for the last few years, like I said, it's always a white dude that wins. But they have a contract. If you win, like if you're the winner voted on, American Idol has your contract. So anything you do for the next 2 years, they make all the money off of you. So they pimp you out pretty much for the next 2 years, like you're saying.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. And it's just like the same thing with sports stars. They do the same thing to athletes. They pimp them out. And once their career is over, they just forget about you. You're done. Yeah. You're no use to us. We move on to the next one. And that's what everything is just... They try to make the government like that. It's all...
Because there's no way you can tell me that people that actually sing real good, like, you're willing to pay $2 to support this person singing on TV, that a lot of these people don't sound, or do, they really do sound better than some of the big names that are
eating up. Paul Mooney made a good point about all American Idol is the Apollo. That's what the Apollo used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where... When you made it to Apollo, that means you could sing and you was going to have a career ahead of you. That's if you was in comedy, whatever it was that you did, you was going to make it. And they just took that idea with American Idol and figured out, well, we can make money off of this. Kind of like video games. We can sell you digital content that doesn't really exist. You can buy credits in a game that doesn't really exist. You can vote for this. You can have a voice. You can go vote for free in November once every 4 years, and we can't get nobody to do that. But these motherfuckers will vote every goddamn day 10 times, $2 a call, to get their friend. Distractions. A lack of priority. But I can't blame the corporation. That's like I don't blame the church anymore. Like for the sheep. The sheep, you want to give your money to them, I don't feel bad for you. That you're the one that... Let somebody take your money, you deserve to have it taken from. Same in this. If you can't see around it, I don't know. I can't feel sorry for you no more.
And I believe we can meet in the middle on this one because we both know it's a hustle. Like
that's all it is.
It's a hustle. It's a distraction. I can agree with that fully. Like it really is a distraction. Because they'll have the American Idol person on the front page of the paper the same day we might have done lost like 30 soldiers by mistake. I'm just making up something.
That's not making that up. That's you can read the newspaper and somewhere a small article that's actually happening every day.
But I guess that we go by what's important. I guess.
No, it goes to who owns the media and who owns what.
And this is why I love the movie so much, because it portrayed it was American Superstar on there. And they had the little dude that reminded me of the little Asian dude that had no talent, but...
She bangs William Hung.
Yeah, and this dude faked the disability just to get fame. But Frank didn't know about this. Frank thought the dude had a legitimate disability because Frank is reasonable.
That's a hard.
He was reasonable. Alert. Yeah, that was a hard. Yeah, yeah. I'm still bad. If you still listen, I'm sorry. I told you this was spoiled, man. Because we talked about this movie like in detail a couple
but
of times
that justifies
already.
Justifies the end, so it's okay.
Yeah. But anyway, Frank lost it at this point. He turned it on, I guess it was the MTV station, because this is the station that this show comes on. It was a parody of My Super Sweet 16 or whatever. My Sweet 16, whatever the fuck it is. And the little girl was a complete bitch. Like,
a typical American.
I'd have put in the million-dollar dream. Like, she would have been asleep. It would have been no way she would have been talking to me like that, because she would have had no teeth. Really. But anyway, Frank started looking at that and it fucked with his head, and then he called and...
His ex-wife called him because his daughter was upset because she got a BlackBerry instead of an iPhone.
Yeah, and she was like on the floor wailing, like kicking the floor and everything. See, at that point, it's time for the Hulk Hogan leg drop at that time. Just twice, get up and do it again. Yeah. But anyway, Frank, like, he lost it. So he snapped the tumor in his brain. He lost his job for over some bullshit. And just everybody trolled him at his job about him not liking. Well, it was one dude. Like, he was trolling Frank about not liking American Superstar and stuff like that. So Frank snapped. He got his gun out and he stole the asshole dude's car that stayed next to him. A bright yellow Camaro, too, and just went off. He found the little girl from the My Sweet 16 show, and he wanted to, like, blow up the car, but when he put the towel in, he didn't put it in deep enough, and it flew out, so he just turned around and shot in the face, point blank, just had brain matter all on the window and everything.
And from there, it really gets exciting.
Yeah, and from there, he just goes... There was this little chick. She was 16 or whatever, 17, whatever.
Yeah, like,
was
the same age, classmate of the chick that got killed.
Yeah, but she somehow they hook up, but not like that kind of hook up. They just get together and they go on a spree. They go to the parents' house of the little girl and they do both of them. And they just continue on the street. They find the Bill O'Reilly dude and maim him first in the park and then just unload the clip on him.
It's like they go and they fight back for the people of reason and sanity.
Yes.
It's like they're fighting everything that's the extreme. Like, they're trying to...
And to me, that's a superhero right there.
Yes, that is the modern-day Robin Hood.
That's the real superstars right there. That's that to be.
Because I never claimed to be pro-life, and I am for the death penalty, and I am for killing people that deserve to be killed.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in a computer crash so I can come in with the... Yeah. But, anyway, it gets to the point where they get to the American Superstar place. Well, it's just... Frank at that point. But Frank gets a AK and holds everybody hostage on the stage at the American Superstar thing. And, well, we just, spoiler alert, Frank just goes off and the little girl comes in and they both start just getting rid of everybody that's not reasonable. And Lily Boat end up getting shot up by the police.
Like every good modern American tale. The protagonists go out in the hell of gunfire from the police.
Or like Winston would say, from the establishment.
It's crazy, America. I'm getting off on a tangent a little bit. But... Throughout the movie, they go after, like, the Westboro Baptist Church people and the people that claimed all this moral...
Oh, I forgot about them, yes.
Moral America. And the movie Red State by Kevin Smith kind of deals with it. But all the ones that have all these... They claim all these morals and stuff and they want to get back to what America was. And they look back to the good old days whenever Bonnie and Clyde are heroes or the Wild West when all these outlaws... These villains, we... make them to be legends and heroes in these stories. And that's how America became up in the 1800s, was our Wild West lore, all the stories of our cowboys and such. So America has always been built on a violent, from all our wars and such, but even the people have always been, had a thirst for violence from the very beginning. So...
Because we're animals.
And that's what it was, the Wild West. You wild, you tame yourself, and then... your surroundings together. And we can't be surprised it's come to this, but it's not like the end of the world. We can still change for the better.
That's if people want to change. I really, there's no incentive to change if you can become wealthy, not rich, wealthy. If you can become wealthy by peddling bullshit and lying to people and scheming and stealing legally.
Yeah. yeah.
There's no incentive to do good. That's one of my main arguments about why shit will never change, because there's no incentive to really doing good. Or what we call good, what me and you call good. Because what me and you call good, some people would call communism.
Yeah, that will never happen without something bad happening. It is going to take something catastrophic to get us back on course.
Well, I don't believe we're going to be here to see it, so... Everybody, let's just enjoy racism and shit and inequality.
That's what I'm getting to that point now, where it's just withdraw from it, keep yourself happy.
Like, this is why I don't call the people that stay in the woods crazy. I don't call all of them crazy. Because there are some legitimate people that just had to escape. They just jettisoned into the woods. Like, I gotta go. I can't take this anymore. Or they move to Puerto Rico or something like that. They just leave.
Just unplug and get away.
They stay in the U.S. territories, but they're not part of the 48. They can't do it no more. Like, I can understand that. But there are some people that are just plumb crazy. They just need to be out in the woods. Like, you shoot your shit. You shoot at whatever you got to shoot at in the woods and just stay out there. Man. What happened to being reasonable?
That shit went out the window.
That's what the movie is about. The movie is about people that weren't being reasonable at the time Frank had his gun. And he ended a lot of people. It's like the people in movies that were talking on the cell phone and talking during the movies and shit. I hate that. I really do hate that. That's one of the reasons why I don't go to the movies often now. Because I could just pull out my knife like Seagal and just throw it and hit somebody in the back, right in the back of the head.
You see the screen lit up in the dark-ass theater.
Or just get up and do like the dude on Lockdown and just shank somebody in the neck 6 times. This is what crosses my mind in the theater, and I'm not supposed to think like that. I'm not.
Let your Frank out. Your inner Frank.
Frank. Frank was a hero. Yes, he was. But, yeah, everybody need to check that movie out. It came out in theaters in, what it was, L.A. and New York? New York,
yep. It's considered an art flick because, like, the violence, and it's an independent film. So don't expect to see it in your local theater anytime soon.
Yeah, no. The only way you're going to see it is if you have, like, what station did it come on, HD?
Net? No, it was only the one-time thing.
Oh, it was just
one-time? Yeah, you're going to find it online, or I'm sure it'll be on Netflix soon.
I got it. Just see that.
Yeah, it's out there. Trust me, I'm not condoning anything illegal, but there's ways you can stream it
or whatever. However you look at every other movie that you look at, you can find this one. It's God Bless America, starring Frank, and I forget, what was the little girl's name? I don't know. She kept calling herself.
He kept calling her Juno.
Juno, yeah, yeah. And, like, what made the movie great was, like, the times Frank did speak, it was just from such a standpoint of, like, reasonableness. I was like, man, really? I thought I was the only one. Like, when he went over on the dude in the office about American Idol and how it's just corrupting the brains and how TV is just...
I correct.
Yes, and how the news doesn't talk about anything.
Yeah, like the Times cover last week with a woman breastfeeding a child. Like, is that really the most important story in this country? Like,
what, it was Newsweek with Obama's gay, right?
Yeah, the first gay president, right?
Yeah,
Newsweek. That's the biggest news. Like, he's the first gay president. You can't report anything of substance.
No. What's the substance?
It's the stuff that you need to keep from going like Frank. That's why they put you on all the medicine. And I believe that's where the ADD medicine started coming in. That's the first... I don't know. Never mind. That's a whole other show.
Oh, we can get into a whole other discussion about how I believe ADD is not like this terrible disease that the psychologists portray it to be.
No, I think it's just because when we were young, we used to play outside. We never had a chance to have ADD. You got that shit out your system before you went inside.
Yeah. Or if you just get fixed into certain things, maybe you need to find something that's profitable and get into that. then you wouldn't have ADD. You would be a genius at that point. I'm just saying. This is how it happens. Yep. If you can figure out the formula for derivatives, then you have yourself a job.
The people that wrote the formula don't understand it, so.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Poor Frank. He didn't do anything to his family because he just wanted them to suffer.
Yeah, that was pretty great. That was the greatest part. Yeah, he's like, "You want to kill him?
No,
nope. Let him suffer.
Let him suffer." And suffering he was, again. Yep. And let's see what else happened on the movie. I think we really went through everything because it wasn't that long. It was like an hour and a half. But it was action in from the 10-minute mark to the end of the movie. It was straight action. And if you like violence on that level, look at it also. If you're not getting down with the reasonable part of the movie, just look at it for the action scenes.
And then watch, like I said, Red State is another one to go along with this. It's there's two versions of it. There's a reasonable version, a normal ending that you watch any good movie. Kevin Smith does a very good job with this movie. It's one of my favorite Kevin Smith movies he's made. And it's not a Jay and Silent Bomb. It's not a comedy flick. But it's really good, and it touches on this same subject, but it's more along the lines of the Westboro Baptist Church people. So it's a good complimentary to this movie. And then Ethos is a documentary. I recommend to go along with this also. But with these three movies, I believe you're...
get the trifecta.
Yeah, you'll come away with different thinking.
Let's get it on. We're going to end this with... in this movie discussion. We need to have more of these when... legitimate movies come out. The Avengers was good, but we...
We don't even talk about that. It has no everybody social did commentary.
We'll get into a whole conversation and people will stop understanding us because, what the fuck are they talking about now? Okay, but, anytime there's a good documentary or...
Back to Red State. There's two versions. I didn't mean to cut you off again.
Yeah,
There's an unrated... non-theatrical version, and for those who truly understand Kevin Smith's mind and thinking, he has a question and answer video on Netflix you can watch. It's Burn in Hell that goes along with this movie, but he explains they did a normal theater ending, and if you watch the movie you understand why. And then he has a non-theater ending where the actual church people, everything they believe comes to fruition and the four horsemen of the apocalypse show up. And so, but you don't get to see nothing. You just see, because there's a standoff at the end of the movie. I'm not going to give it away. But in the non-theatrical, unrated version, you just see people start getting just heads cut off, hearts getting ripped out, but you don't know what it is. And at the very end, it shows the last horseman of the apocalypse with his sword putting it back in, and they fly off. And it's the most gangster ending to a movie ever. Ever.
Damn.
But you got. I'm not gonna tell you who they kill or nothing. But it is. But the church people believe there is an apocalypse, and it come. It come true.
Yeah.
But once again, reason wins.
Yeah. He who cast the first stone.
He who without sin cast the first stone.
Yeah.
And those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Also.
Yeah, but all right, everybody. This has been the movie review for God Bless America. Please check that out. It's online. Hopefully, they'll play it on some type of cable network. The good cable, like we call it down here, the good cable.
I'm sure IFC will have it at some point in time.
Yeah.
Even though they went very corporate with their commercials, no, it's very disappointing.
And all right, everybody. Have a good evening.
Good night, America. I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the
me some truth. I've had enough of